The four types of people, when it comes to going to the Beit Medrash to learn Torah. There are people that go to the Beit Medrash, but they don't do. When they get to the Beit Medrash, they don't put in the effort and the toil into learning. Such a person, even though he has not learned much, but he still has schar by going to the Beit HaMidrash. He has schar halicha. As part of the schar in learning Torah, he's going to the Beit HaMidrash. You have schar psios, the schar that you have, putting in the effort to going to the Beit HaMidrash in the first place. Ose ve'ena holeh schar maisa v'yadu. Somebody who does but does not go, meaning to say, a person who learns Torah but doesn't go to the Beit HaMidrash to be mishtatev in the learning of others. He sits in his own house and learns Torah. Such a person has schar maisa, he has schar for learning Torah. But he does not have schar halicha. As if he would go to the Beit HaMidrash to learn with others, his schar would be much greater. If he cannot compare a mitzvah that somebody does on his own to a mitzvah that he does with others, the schar is much greater when you do a mitzvah of a chabura together with other people. And so too, by going to the Beit HaMidrash, you can be zocha in the big mitzvah of teaching others Torah. Because even if you're basically just learning yourself, but people will always come and ask you, and also by going to the Beit HaMedrash, you'll be encouraging other people to follow in your way. So therefore, by sitting and learning in your house, even though that's a mitzvah, it pales in comparison to the mitzvah of going to the Beit HaMedrash and learning together with others. Holech va'oseh chassid. Somebody who goes to the Beit HaMedrash, and when he gets to the Beit HaMedrash, he sits and learns, he doesn't waste his time. Such a person is a chassid, he's a chacham, and he also has ma'asim tovim. He's a chacham, and he understands the importance of learning Torah together with others, and he also has ma'asim tovim, that when he sits in the Beit HaMedrash, he will help others learn and encourage other people to learn. Lo holech v'lo oseh rasha. Somebody who doesn't go to the Beit HaMedrash at all, and when he's in his house, he wastes his time, he doesn't learn anything at all, such a person is a rasha. And since he wastes his time and does not bother learning Torah, and that's the ikar purpose of a person in this world is to learn Torah, and therefore, since he does not do that, he is a rasha. There are four different types of people when it comes to sitting in front of the Chacham. As we're talking about here, Talmidim, who are sitting and learning Torah. There are those Talmidim that can be compared to a sponge. There are Talmidim that can be compared to a funnel. There are Talmidim that can be compared to a strainer. And some Talmidim can be compared to a sieve. Sfog. Which Talmidim can be compared to a sponge? Shehu soifeg es hakol. Somebody who sponges up everything. He hears and remembers everything that the Rebbe said. But he is not able to sift through the things that he heard and to pick out the more important things and place more emphasis on them. He does not have that ability. Everything to him is the same. Everything he remembers and recalls, but he does not have the ability to pick out the more important things and to put more emphasis on that. Mashbe, which Talmidim can be compared to a funnel. Shemachmes b'zu, umotzi b'zu. A Talmud that it goes into one ear and out the other. He heard what the Rebbe said, but he doesn't really remember. He cannot recall what he learned. Such a Talmud is compared to a funnel that it goes in and out right away. Mishmer, which Talmidim can be compared to a strainer. Just like a strainer, the wine goes through it and it catches the sediment. So too, there are Talmidim that seem to be able to only recall the more trivial and unimportant thing that they heard from their Rebbe, but the important thing seems to pass right by them. These Talmidim can be compared to a strainer which catches the sediment and the good wine goes right through it. Vinafa, which Talmidim can be compared to a sieve. Just like a sieve, the more thick and coarse flour goes through it and it catches the finer flour, so too there are Talmidim that hear what the Rebbe said, and they catch the more important and useful things that they heard from their Rebbe, meaning to say that afterward they can recall the more important things that they learned, while the trivial things they forget, since they place more emphasis on the important things the Rebbe said. That's what they recall. These Talmidim are the type of Talmidim that will have a slacha in their learning and will go on to become teachers of learning themselves.